Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a wonderful day. It's a great day. But truly, this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. It is truly a wonderful day. It's a great day. It's a blessed day. For everything we need for this day, our Father has provided. Amen. Hallelujah. And he didn't just think about it overnight. Well, I guess I'll do this and I guess I'll do that. It was well in advance planned before the foundation of the world. Well, glorious Father, thoughtful and kind is our God. And I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and I like to wish you a wonderful morning. And thank you for tuning in to A Remnant Ministries. Prayer first, and the prayers like to do in the morning time. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I have a sense of urgency to pray. And I want to say a shout out to the Morning Dew team. That's the prayer team. That's the group who don't mind praying. Hallelujah. And don't mind the fact that people may not know your name or know that you're praying for them. But you say, baby, we're going to pray. Hallelujah. And when the saints of God pray, when the children of God pray, he hears us when we pray. Hallelujah. And guess what he does? Ha! Yes, he does. Ha! He answers us when we pray. And we know that he answers us. We have what we pray. When we pray, hallelujah, bless the Lord. God is good. Get excited about his goodness. Lean on his goodness. Lean on his love and his mercy and his grace for us this morning. And put your hand on your heart and say, thank you, Lord, for loving me. Hey, but back to, yes, he hears us when we pray. And have you ever been in a situation and all of a sudden you could feel, you may not know who it is, but you could feel a prayer coming to glory, hallelujah. Say, somebody's praying for me. Yes, Lord. And since you know that feeling, when we pray with the force that others are the ones that we're praying for, it'll come through to them. And know that there's comfort now that somebody's praying for you. And not only that, God is hearing the prayers of the righteous. For the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Glory to God. And so we just thank God for his kindness. Glory, hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. For you are holy. Yes, you are. You're righteous. You are the sovereign God. You are the absolute power and the absolute authority. You are majesty on high. Hallelujah. You're sweeter than the honeycomb. Oh, we thank you this morning. We thank you, great God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning for the very breath that we're breathing. For you are the giver and the receiver of life. Ah, God. We thank you for your love and your kindness. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for how you allow us to be directed by you. We thank you that we hear your voice and another we won't follow. Oh, Father God, we give you glory this morning. We are, hallelujah, eternally grateful, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for how you heal our bodies. We thank you for how you encourage us. We thank you for how you direct us. We thank you for how you instruct us. We thank you, Almighty God. We thank you for being with us. And we thank you for how you let us know that you're with us. We thank you for how you take us higher in that special. special place. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify you. We thank you for that special place, Almighty God. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you that we have the mind of Christ. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Almighty God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We thank you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We magnify you. Heal us. Deliver us. The one that's more than enough. Glory. Oh, yes, you are, Almighty God. You're more than enough. So we give you glory and we bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you before the sun rises, Almighty God. Hallelujah. High in the sky that you woke us up with you on our mind, Almighty God. Thanking you, Almighty God, for all that you're doing. Thank you for how you're wiping tears away. Thank you for how you're strengthening your people. Thank you for how you open our eyes, Almighty God. Thank you for how you're touching our ears and our heart. Almighty God, thank you. Thank you. Ah, silver and gold. God, hallelujah. We'd rather have you, Almighty God, Yeshua, than silver and gold. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that you allow us to walk in this earth as sons and daughters, aware of who we are and the power and the authority that you have given us. Thank you that we can speak those things that be not as though they were. Thank you how you're maturing us, Almighty God, and we're standing strong and tall, fearless, Almighty God. Oh, bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you that you're allowing us to have and you're desiring, and we are desiring that relationship with you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God, that relationship with you. Oh, God, hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. We're in the earth, this world, but we're not of it. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, we're realizing that we're a spirit being. Ah, hallelujah. 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 Aware of your presence, Almighty God, knowing that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, you are welcome this morning in our lives. We thank you. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you for how you're directing and teaching us. Almighty God, mighty teacher, comforter, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Oh, in Yeshua, where two or more gathered in your name, there you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Savior, our Redeemer. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. We thank you that we will profane your name this morning, this day. Hallelujah. Thank you that you're filling our mouths with words, Almighty God. Thank you for a heart of compassion. Thank you for a stress-free day, Almighty God. For us and all those that we're praying for, Almighty God. We thank you now, Almighty God. We lift up the mothers. Hey, Sambo Kodereyasa, we're mourning their children, Almighty God. God, oh, as Rachel weeps uncontrollably for her children. Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God, save and stay the hand of the enemy. Save our children, Almighty God. We need help from the sanctuary. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. We need help right now, Almighty God, that only you can give. Almighty God, we need your help. Oh, God, at all. I don't send help from the sanctuary. You didn't send them here, Almighty God, to be destroyed. You sent them here to accomplish a task for you. Almighty God, let your will be done in earth, Father God, as it is in heaven. Let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Protect, shield, and defend. Be a mother and a father to them, Almighty God. Lead them and guide them, Almighty God. Let them not be tripped up and trapped up, Almighty God. Enough is just enough. So we thank you now. We thank you for the seniors, Almighty God. We thank you that voices are now declaring and speaking on their behalf. Glory be to your name. We thank you, Almighty God, that you're revealing the injustice. Oh God, for your seniors. Almighty God, thank you for defending your seniors. Thank you for defending the helpless ones, Almighty God. And remember these United States, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Remember the church, Almighty God. Oh, Lord, may we come in unity with you, Almighty God. And then we'll be in unity with each other. Open eyes, blind eyes. Open minds and hearts, Almighty God. Touch, Almighty God, so we will know right from wrong and good from you. Oh, it is in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Christ. Remember every child. Give them safe passage, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Our Lord, sister. In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Glory to God. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Oh God. Some things you see, you cannot see. Hallelujah. But we say, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Our scripture for the morning, starting with 2 Chronicles 7:13 through the 14th verse. It reads as follows. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting. He is God. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. Great God. Hallelujah. Merciful God. Hallelujah. Kind God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on my soul and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. God is so good. Psalms 1. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not. Listen, please. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. Listen to this. This is the second time this word is used. But listen. The ungodly are not so. And he told you in one, we're told and instructed not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And in the fourth verse, it says, the ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Third time, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall pass. Why would we seek counsel from the ungodly? Think, my brothers and my sisters. Just think. Hallelujah. We have people we love, we may listen to, and one thing, we need to get our counseling and our trust is in God. We don't put all our trust in man. All right. You don't know the heart of man. God does. He says it's desperately wicked. Hallelujah. You know the word of God is sweet. Amen. And it's sweeter than the honeycomb. And we can cherish it. It's alive. We can hold on to it. Trust. You know, I think I mentioned this to you before. How my daughter reminded me. God's will, God's way, God's time, and we add God's plan. It's all about him. And when we really have a struggle, it's when we resist and we want to do what we want to do instead of yielding to the authority, the will, the way, the purpose, the plan of God. He sent us here. He know why we're here. He know the plan that he has for us. Let me just stop and share this. I'm sure I've shared it before, but I'd like to reiterate. I heard years and years ago, there was a pastor who would come on every morning at 5 days a week. And at that time, he would talk about raising the dead, healing. It was just amazing, and I was really interested in that. That's what got me, that type of power that the children of God have. But along the way, a lot of things happen. Let me say this. When we put our confidence and trust in God, it makes the struggle, or what appear to be or has been a struggle, it makes it easy. It's almost as it's weightless. And I learned from this pastor that faith is holding on to God's word, what God has told you to do, knowing he's coming, knowing it's going to be all right. But but you're holding, and it's like you have this beam in your hand. And at first you have it, and it's over your head, and you're fresh. Hey, I got it. Then after a time, it begins to weigh, and you find it slipping, and you find that it's, you're kind of shifting from side to side, back and front. Your knees may bend and buckle, but you're holding on, knowing that he's coming. Your faith in God is so strong that you don't turn her loose. You hold your ground. If God has told you to do something, if he has told me to do something, if he has told us to do something, I don't care what it looked like. If you got your God said, we are to hold our territory, hold our ground. What we don't understand sometimes is that we are in this world. We're not of this world. We're kingdom children. And some of us have been sent here to take territory, hold ground. And our faith in God must be such that our knees may bend. We may sweat. Tears may run down. But we don't give it up. Hallelujah. Don't give it up. Iron sharpens iron. And you have to have somebody who's been there, done that, or doing that. Encouraging. So when you look over and you see one, you don't say, whew, you're still going through that? What's going on with you? What have you done? You should have this and you should have that. Don't listen, don't listen, don't listen, don't listen. You know without a shadow of a doubt, God is going to come and he's going to lift. And he's going to be pleased that you trusted him. And you were an example for the world to see what it's like to trust. You're a child of God. I'm a child of God. We are children of God. We are strong. We can do great things for him. He didn't tell us it would be easy. Confidence, and we are spirit beings housed in a body. Yeah. We need to be able, when we see somebody, to discern and pray for them. Not criticize. You sick again? Come on, that's our, I'm just saying that doesn't even fit. But our mindset must be different. Our disposition, and when we take authority, we begin to pray. And sometimes help to girdle that person, and then the other thing, not become envious of one's ministry. It's kingdom work. They have an assignment, and guess what? You have an assignment. I have an assignment. It's not about material things. It's about accomplishing what you were sent here to do. What you have the anointing to do. Mm-hmm. You may be looking at someone else's work and become envious of that and not realizing how great a work for the kingdom you have dismissed because it don't look like someone else's. But it's kingdom work. We need each other. I used to tell people it was like a chain, a link in the chain. Every link must be strong. Hallelujah. We're holding ground. We're doing work for the kingdom of God. We're light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're glorifying our Father with good words. Be happy, children of the kingdom of God. Be happy. Be loving and be kind. Let's be kind to one another. And let's show love because we are love. Because our Father's love. And he certainly has loved us a lot. Well, I'd like to take a moment and I'd like to invite you to come out and help us celebrate our 21st church anniversary. And it will be this Sunday. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Many stories. But we just want to glorify God and thank God that we're yet holding our ground. Amen. And we would love to have you come and visit and worship with us. Just to thank God that we're yet holding on. And we are gathering the Harvest Gospel Ministry. And we are at 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta. Again, it's 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta. The zip is 30311. And we can be reached at 404. No, let me get it. I'm sorry, 678-609-3452. We can be reached at 678-609-3452. And just leave a message and someone will get back with you. Hallelujah. And we thank you so much for tuning in. And we really, 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 really appreciate the encouragement. We'd love to have you come. And it's at 3 o'clock. And we're also, every third Sunday, we have fellowship. Yes, the saints come together in fellowship. Oh, we call ourselves the underground saints. Oh, we never know what it's gonna be, and oh my goodness, we get spoiled rock, spoiled good. How about that? Yes, and encourage deep. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. God is so good, and yes, we are there every Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Hallelujah. Come and visit. Guess what? It's time again. I tell you, the time goes by so fast. Pray about it. A lot of things have been going on. We're just going to believe the Lord. We're just going to trust God and know that God will give me clarity on some things. Amen? Hallelujah. But it's that time. Hallelujah. And keep thee, the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now Jude, that was Numbers 6, 24 through 25. Jude 24 and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling, from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. 25. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, both now and forever. Amen. He's able. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. And we pray that the presence of God, you will remain in his presence. And that God grant you traveling mercy. Hallelujah. You and your loved ones. Hallelujah. And don't forget, when you put your foot down, hallelujah, on the sidewalk, going anywhere, give God glory. Give God glory. Bless his name. Demand peace. Hallelujah. For you are a child of the living God. Hallelujah. Workplace. Doesn't matter. Declare his glory. Hallelujah. New time. Lift your hands to heaven and call on the Most High God. Oh, hallelujah. 1 minute. God bless you. Love you. Until the next time, Pastor Margaret Lee.